Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link 2012 third quarter earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations of D-Link. First of all, I would like to mention that today's presentation is a pre-recorded audio file that will be posted on our website for public access. Now, I would like to start today's presentation by making a special note that the net income figure has been reviewed by our auditor, and all the other figures mentioned were based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, please turn to page three for our third quarter income statement. For the third quarter of 2012, D-Link registered total revenue of 8.37 billion NT and see quarter-over-quarter sales growth in all regions as seasonal demand started to kick in. Overall, sales grew by 8.4% from sequential quarter as both retail and project pull-in experienced improvement. However, on year-over-year basis, third quarter sales this year is 2.2% behind prior year quarter, reflecting the continued global economic softness and uneven recovery in the retail market. I will go into more detail on the respective regional performance in later slides. Let's move on to the gross margin. The gross margin without inventory gain and loss was 30%, up 2% from last quarter as a result of our continuous cost-down effort and cloud products innovation to stay competitive. Better product mix as switch sales increased by 12.3% from sequential quarter also boosted gross margin. Gross margin after inventory provisional loss was 29.6%. The improved gross margin, coupled with operating expenses containment, net operating margin returned to positive 3.3%, which was at the lower end of our target between 3%-5%. With higher revenue base and only marginal increase in operating expenses, OpEx as a percentage to revenue of 26.3% was the lowest recorded in the past 2 years. Net operating income for this quarter was 275 million as compared to a loss of 98 million in sequential quarter. Non-operating income reported in the third quarter was 109 million as compared to 90 million in the previous quarter, and I will go over the detail in the next slide. For the group's earning, D-Link posted a net income of 288 million after tax and minority interest. EPS for the third quarter was 0.45 per share based on the weighted average capital of 6.3 billion. Now, please turn to page four for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Total net non-operating income reported in the third quarter was 109 million as compared to 90 million sequentially. Non-operating income recognized from equity method investee companies was 56 million, decreased from 94 million from the second quarter. Other financial income, 37 million, were mostly cash dividend and miscellaneous income received. On the other hand, the U.S. dollar has stabilized against our local traded denominated currency, resulted in an NT dollar 10 million FX gain in the current period. For the third quarter YoY comparison, please turn to page five. Comparing third quarter year-over-year results, revenue was down 2.2%, mostly due to weaker sales in the developed markets. In terms of product mix, digital home grew 19.6% from prior year quarter and now contributed to about 12% of total revenue. Even though sales and gross margin were both lower than last year comparable period, net operating margin of 3.3% was better than the 3.2% due to 9.4% lower operating expenses in absolute dollar term. Non-operating income was 109 million this quarter, while in third quarter last year, the company reported a loss of 11 million due mainly to unfavorable FX fluctuation. Net income in the third quarter was 288 million as compared to 230 million last year. For the summary of third quarter YoY performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page six. Although sales in emerging and APAC market continued to trend up on a year-over-year basis, up 5.5%, our overall year-to-date performance was just dragged down by the relative weakness in Europe and U.S. For the first three quarters of 2012, dealing posted revenue of NT$24.3 billion, at about the same level as last year. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 28.7%, down from 32.4%, due mainly to unfavorable currency and product mix, as telco sales with low margin took up a higher percent of the revenue. Partially offsetting the lower gross margin impact, YT third quarter operating expenses were also down 8.1% in absolute dollar terms from a year ago. Net margin was 2.1% as compared to 3.1% last year. Turning to page 7 for the balance sheet breakdown. The company continued to maintain healthy liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT$2.84 billion as at September quarter end, which is NT$465 million less than previous quarter due to dividend payout. Account receivable was NT$6.1 billion, about 7.6% higher than previous quarter as a result of the higher revenue base. Inventory was lowered to NT$7 billion as we are working down our inventory in line with the higher seasonal sales. Please turn to page 8 for the company's key financial ratios. All key financial ratios were relatively stable in line with the company's prudent asset management practices. AR collection cycle was stable at 67 days and inventory days were down to 115 days. In terms of liquidity position, the company current ratio was reported at 1.78 and net debt equity ratio was 0.55. Return on equity for the third quarter was 8%. Looking at page 10 for the quarterly revenue by regions. In terms of geographic breakdown for the third quarter, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 66% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe, 19%, and North America, 15%. North America sales grew 8.8% this quarter on top of 7.1% in the second quarter, evidencing progress in our effort to expand new channels and ramping up cloud products portfolio. European sales also grew 13.6%, resulting from stronger project pull-in and new cloud product, especially in IP camera. Sales in emerging and APAC increased by 6.9% from sequential quarter, in line with the seasonal trend. Now let's move on to page 11, which show our third quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 65% of total revenue, same as the last quarter. Both products categories showed a sales recovery trend due to seasonality associated with the consumer retail pattern in Europe and U.S. market. Broadband sales accounted for 18% of our revenue base, while digital home continued to gain momentum with 20% year-over-year growth. Turning to page 12 for the breakdown of YT third quarter revenue by regions. Year-to-date, third quarter sales were at about the same level as last year, and growth in emerging and APAC market continued to outpace that of the developed markets. Sales contribution by region were 66% from emerging and Asia Pacific market, 20% from Europe, and 14% from North America. From a product perspective, switch products accounting for 29% of sales were down by 7.1% year over year. Wireless accounting for 38% of sales was down by 5.3%. Broadband sales pulled in 18% of total revenue and digital home at 11%. Digital home sales were up 20.3% from the same period last year. Now please turn to page 14 for our fourth quarter outlooks. For the fourth quarter guidance, we continue to closely monitor the uncertain economic situation, and based on current available information from the front end, we expect revenue to remain at about the same level as in third quarter, and net operating margin to drop slightly due to seasonal promotional pricing. This ends my presentation for today, and thank you for listening.